ज्योतिरानंदस्य ज्ञानंजन शलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यः च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो महापतन्नाय कृष्णप्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्यनाम हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु गोपेश गोपिका कंठ राधा कंठ तप्त कंचन गौरांगे राधे वृंदाय तुलसी श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु हरे कृष्ण
कृष्णा कृष्णा हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे
यस्टरडे वी बिगन श्री राय रामानंद संवाद एस्पेशली व्हाट इज साध्य व्हाट इज अवर गोल of our bhajan sadhana. And after that, when it will be decided and picked that what is the aim and object of our sadhana bhajan and of life, then we will decide how to achieve this. Then sadhana will come. So, from beginning of Shraddha, there are so many Sadhan, we will explain afterward. We'll have to decide what is our sadhya, what is the life of the goal, what is the goal of the life and our sadhana. But one thing in the beginning I want to pray you that if it is good then you can
accept.
Take it. Otherwise, my suggestion is I'm so glad to see that Namavali Sitaram has been. If Krishna, Radhe Radhe, Krishna Krishna is there, no harm. But you should try to give like cloth, like this. Like sannyasi. One thing is that we do archana. We should try to rectify something which are not essential to do. You know that I told that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told सर्वधर्मान् प्रत्यज्य माम एकं शरणं व्रज अहं त्वां सर्व पापेभ्यो मोक्षयिष्यामि मा शुच यू शुड सरेंडर मी इफ यू आर सरेंडर मी देन आई विल गिव अप ऑल योर ऑफेंसेस अनर्थ एंड पाप मीन्स sinful acts. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at once told, it is out of, gone. Why he told? That for fear of this birth and death and sinful acts, we are going and we are first fearing and then taking shelter of Krishna. Only for the fear of sinful acts. Mahaprabhu told that it is
External.
External.
External. You understand this? Why he told that if anyone takes any name of Krishna, Ram, Hari, Mahaprabhu, Nityananda, at once all sin goes away. Because in all authority books it has been written. Jayati jayati nama ananda rupam murare brimati nija dharma dhyana pujadi jatnam kathamapi sakridatam muktidam prani nang jat paramamrita mekam jivanam madhura madhura metat mangalam mangalanam sakal nigvamvalli satphalam chit sarupam sakidapi parigitam shraddhaya helayava prigubaranar matram tareta krishna. If anyone is not chanting pure harinam, he is only doing namabhas, shadow of nam. Even all the paps and devils, sab aparad, everything will go away if even a single nam is there. That have you faith that one Krishna nam and or namabhas will burn all the sinful acts? Have you this faith or no? What is the meaning? It has told everywhere. In Rupa Goswami has told, in epics, in Srimad Bhagavatam, everywhere it is written that, and it has given example of Ajamil, that he has done so many sinful acts, but he told one time at the time of death, Narayan, Narayan. He has not to come to this world. And even all these sinful acts, sinful things were washed or burned. We should have some faith in this story, Srimad Bhagavatam, Upakhyan, that if we will do namabhas, and if we will do nam harinam shuddha pure, then it will come free. Understand or not? Then if we are chanting from so many years, Hare Krishna, then why not, if it is abhas, it is shadowness, but yet all paths will go away, have gone away. Then what we are doing, that sinful act, no powerless, man.
No reaction.
So should have faith. If we are doing namavas and all sins are going away, then fight to pray Tulasi Devi that jan kani papani. Understand what is my note? Very. He will be here. You should tell what I told.
If we are chanting,
external.
So we should not try to tell Tulsi Devi that I have come to you, I am surrendering, and Brahma Papani and all should go away. Because automatically by Krishna it will go away. Why to now? So we should. But
progress
in Krishna Bhakti. What we were doing in the beginning, now we will have to change something, other we cannot advance. So what we should do? Vindai Tulasi Devyai Priyai Keshavasya Krishna Bhakti Radha Bhakti Braj Bhakti Satyavatyai. This we should advance something. Not always moving in
one stage.
All these worldly things. It will go away like Shumantar. By magic. It will go away. So we are not worry for that path will go. It will surely go. Instead of that, we can tell like this. Bhaktya Bihina अपराध लक्ष्य क्षिप्ताश्च काम आदि तरंग मध्य कृपामयीं त्वां
शरणं प्रपन्ना
बिंदे नमस्ते
चरणारविंदम्।
वेरी वेरी गुड प्रेयर साध्य। सो आई थिंक इफ यू थिंक बेटर देन यू कैन डू लाइक दैट, अदरवाइज यू शुड रिमेन एज यू आर। सेकंड थिंग we do archana and aarti. We should think something, why the aarti is going on in evening and in morning. In evening you should understand that Krishna Baldeva and all cowherd boys are coming, returning from cowherd, and it is now evening, night is to come. No, Yashoda, and all other mothers are waiting for Krishna Balde. Krishna has so much dust on his face and body. Kadhaya are covered with dust. Braja Raja. Yashodama thinks that I will have to wash the mouth of Krishna. So first she takes light, aarti, lamp. She sees, she watches, looks over that the face of Krishna first. Is there any scratch here? Because the boys are so
rustling,
and they are so naughty, and Krishna also becomes naughty among them. So he plays the game of look and
hide and see.
No? And sometimes thorns comes and does like this. Scratches may come here, there. One day she saw that some scratches were there. So he takes lamp and very slowly, no? She looks over. Don't fight. Then she cannot, she understand my view point. So you should do like this. Very slowly, very slowly. And watching, are there any scratches? If there are, then Srimati Yashodama will get some paint or anything that they may do. Otherwise they may cause a So she is watching very slowly like this, no? Watching face very minutely. Three times, four times it has written, you should do. Then she says, oh, she looks here, any scratch? So on the breast of Krishna she says, oh, very slowly. Three times, four times, no? Not more. Like this. And then she sees all of her body from there. No? Like this. Very slowly, very slowly. In feet also she sees all of her body like this. No? When she sees, then she worry for that. The boys are so wicked, naughty, they have done. Sometimes she sees here also that boys has done. They were wrestling each other, and they have done like this. Or they were running towards groves and thrones. So this is. No? Then he took water in sankh we do what he used to do but now we give sankh water sankh
conscious
and from water swing means
wash
to wash she is washing washing from her pitambar pitambar
by his own cloth own garment
bell of of the bell no bell very slowly that is with give vastra
cloth
like this very smoothly no don't only the light should be given to all don't do like this to audience it was given to Krishna and all will if pujari is doing like this not she will he will so and they will all do lakhs and lakhs are seeing so they will do like this and if there are some persons only few persons then he will give the light and to each and all they will go and they will take like this because it has offered we are not to offer anyone and by taking or all evils will go away and bhakti krishna bhakti will go away the bhakti of nityananda prabhu will come so we should not give that water to them and don't do it has offered to krishna we should but you can take some water and give to him. After that pankha
fan
you are doing to Krishna very gently if it is summer day hot then Yashoda Maharaj right very gently not like this gently very gently like Krishna is sitting and taking something and mother is doing fanning very gently smoothly with sweet mood no if you are doing in winter season then Krishna will oh don't and if you are doing so late chamar you know
yes
giving 1 hour half an hour then Krishna will say mother I am so hungry
yes.
let and whole day I have not taken anything so I want to take something no yes. you should not think that I am criticizing No, you should not think like that. You should take it. If it is good, and if it is not good,
return to me.
But very gently. And that chamar or pankha should not be given to anyone. Keep it there. Only light and water will do. After that more pankha because Krishna like it so it's sanctified but you should always think hot days and winter days in winter we should not give chamar or fan only in summer days if it is so winter so cold and we give anyone that this fanning then he will be sick and Krishna is so soft so may he be
Maharaj if recently we've had cold summer days so should we in that case
no if you think it is summer for Krishna and for here you can do like your what
accordingly
what you think it is some hot for Krishna or not depends on your. If you think cold, do not. If you think that, no, some time is needed, then. It depends on the season, on the person who is sick. In India, it is so summer hot, we give it. But in winter season, we do not give also this mala. Mala means garland. In winter season, we don't. We offer and then. Only some cloths, woolen cloths or anything, flowers.
Maharaj, like in the Tulsi prayers that Yanikani Chakrapani that you're chanting, you were saying maybe, maybe not, and you're saying that devotional service, like in the stories of the Chaitanya Charitamrita where Haridas Thakur and the stories of Ajaneel where his holy name is so powerful and everything, but still in another place it is described as a gradual process.
It is for beginners, like Krishna told to Arjuna, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told that, no need to do it, only one name you can do. So if they think that we are sinful and we are doing sin, brahmatyanita, and yet know so much faith in name, anyone doing Harina, it may be that it is not real.
So you're saying,
but it may be sometimes abhas.
Semblance.
So we can tell one time and off, but not so much repetition. Because we want bhakti, and if bhakti will come, they will go itself, everything. So much I think. For the pure devotee, it is not essential to do. But if any wants to do, they may do. No harm.
So in the beginning, Srila Prabhupada has given us to bring us from the Kanista to...
So I am telling to those who are some advanced, who has come to Madhyama Adhikara, they know what is sin and how it can be go away. And especially when we will read or explain Raramanand Sambhad, so those who are seniors, they will think about that what, why external and why internal. We should understand all this. No? So, what I told? I was telling? So we should see where it is proper, where it is not proper, and we should offer all these Krishna. One thing.
Are you saying that when we circumambulate Tulsi, at that time we should sing Bhakti Avihina?
At that time we do Tulasi Krishna Priya Sri Namo. And after that, Vrindai Tulasi. In our whole Gaudiya Math, we look to. And we should pray at the time of reading or anything. Bhaktya Vihina Parat. Or we are chanting her name and pray. These are what? Advanced
prayers
and moves.
And like with Lord Chaitanya in his dress, like when Lord Chaitanya was present, we have read that certain persons would sometimes come and address him as a supreme personality. And he would not accept this. He would not like this. He wanted to
But we should think that all the actions and prayers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are not so much useful for us. The prayer of Rupa, Raghunath Das Goswami, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, and our most authoritative acharyas, what they have done, these are most useful for us. Do you think this? because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's actions and all their prayers are not so much useful as the activities, teachings and all are very, very useful for us devotees, because they are acting like devotees and doing all that. But in Madhyamadhikar we can know all these things. For ordinary person it is, as you are telling, it is true. But if anyone wants to advance in all these things, they will have to learn how Rupa and Raghunath, Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Srila Bhakti
Siddhanta Sastra,
how he acted, how he did. So, if that knowledge is coming something, and he is going to Madhyamadhikar, he will have to give up lower class and to come to the middle class. And when he will be matured, he will give up the middle class and he will go to more higher classes. And when he is matured in higher classes, then he will go to MA, MSc, PhD and T.D. These are some advancements. So gradually we should try to give up the things for lower classes and try to develop something. If matured, then try to advance. If you will not keep your feet in lower state and then take it to upper state, giving up lower stages, steps and keeping your feet to upper state, you cannot go up. So our Goswami has told like so all these things. So those who are going to advance something and to be Madhyam Adhikar, first Madhyam Kanishta, then Madhyam Madhyam, then Madhyam Uttam. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in Chaitanya Chaitamrita all Saddha Kanishta, Saddha Anusari. Vaishnava can be realized that who is Kanishta, who is Madhyam, who is Uttam. And there are so many stages in Madhyam, Kanishta and Uttam. All are divided according to Shraddha. No? Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur has told that what have been told in Upadeshamrita, first slok, second slok, that krodha vega, mana vega, jiva vega, udar vega, upastha vega. You know perhaps these things. And after that it has been told atyahara, prashyascha, prajalpanyamagra. They are not necessary for tyagis. Tyagi means?
Renounce.
Because in the house, when he was in house and householder, he must do it. So, if they are done in their house, then not necessary when they have given up all this. Because Rupa Goswami and all others are like those who are fallen. They have no anger, no lust. Then again, nothing, these are upadesha, teachings are not for them, for advanced persons. So, we should learn all these things. Pina dapi suni chena tarurapi sahishunna amani namanu dena. Lust, anger, and we will have to give all these things. It is not for sannyasi. That's when a renounce order they have taken. But we see that actually nowadays the renounced order persons are not like Rup and Raghunath. So we should follow all the things. From beginning, Atyahar, Prayasrasya, Bakveg, Manveg, Krodhveg, from all, because sannyasis are not in that. Then, but if like Rupa Raghunath, and they have no anger, lust and anything, no offenses at all, they don't do ninda to all, then for them, they give up all these things. So for them, what they think? How to serve Radhika and Krishna? How to serve Nityananda Prabhu and Sachinandan Gaur? Then always chanting Hare Krishna, there is no place of anger, lust, coming whole day and night if he is doing, no chance of coming all these things. So we should know all these things. After some days, when we are going to be matured in Kanishtha and going to Madhyam Adhikari, if you will not do all the Madhyam Adhikari things and we will be in the same class in lower, we cannot advance. So our Rupa Goswami has told in Upadeshamrit, in Manasiksha Raghunath Das Goswami has told, in Sikshamrita, Sikshastra, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has told, and Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur also has told in his Madhurya Kadambini, in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu Bindu, Ujjvalin Mani, Kiran, Rathvatmachandra, and for those who want to advance in bhakti. So what we are doing in the boyhood, playing with the toy, when we will be matured and come to in youth, young age, then no need of playing with toy. Then we will have to play in farms, businesses, doctory, engineers, we will be going to. And when we will all, then we will realize that, oh, bogus all things. Chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna. No good. So these are the advancements of devotees. We will accept all these things, then we cannot go advance. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is telling, you have told sarva dharmana pratyajya mam ekam saranam braja aham tvam sarva papabhyam ma sucha. If you have taken shelter and you have taken six kinds of saranagati, then no use of thinking that I am sinful person. So don't worry for this. It will go away by name Annamabhas. Then we should pray to Tulasi. Oho Bhinde, Vilas Kunja Diyobas. That you are kept under a very high class of prayer. If anyone has trust in this prayer, then he will give up all these. Vrindai Tulasi Devyai Priyai Keshavasya Krishna Bhakti Padai Devi Satya. That way it is more high, so much most superior. Vilas Kunje Diyobas, that kirtan, very good. So gradually we should try. But I'm not here.
He is so much appreciating that you are so much trying to help them.
I want to help, but I fear also that those who are orthodox, then maybe cause pain. So I don't try to tell. I fear him.
Part of my question is, because we have given format, procedures for developing and writing,
And we should also always think that we're doing unified thinking.
I don't think that thing.
I thought we have done so much
Harinam, then you have no faith on the Harinam. So have faith. When fully, strongly you have faith.
That if I am doing Namabhasya, all sin will go. Nothing to worry. You should be like that. Because it is in Saranagati. Sixth kind of Saranagati it is told. So, even if you are not Saranagat, then we have not come as a devotee in lower class too.
But in changing some of the external procedures that were given to us,
let them do, but you should try to advance. They should do. Because they are in lower classes, they should do, and don't interfere. Let them do. Oh, yes, you are doing so good, so good. Shabash, 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 you know?
Congratulations.
Well done.
Well done, well done. And
I think what he's trying to express to me, he's trying to say that although one is trying to perform, to go higher, but yet he cannot neglect the Shravanam, Kirtanam, Smaranam, Vandanam, Padasevanam. The basic vaidhi must still be there. In addition, one must apply the process of
Rajanam.
उनका कहने का मतलब है यदि कोई अपने भावों को उन्नत कर रहा है भीतर से निष्ठावान होते हुए तो बाहर से जो वैदिक भक्ति के आचरण हैं अंग हैं
अरे दिस इज ऑल वैदिक भक्ति नॉट रूपानुग ओह सो हाई दैट इज इवन इन वैदिक भक्ति विल हैव टू ग्रेजुअली दोज हु हैव श्रद्धा दो हैव रुचि दोज हैव आसक्ति दोज इज गोइंग टू हैव भाव mood, all process are not for them. They will have to give up something for ordinary person. They can worship Ram, Krishna, Nrisimhadev, Dwarkadhish, Mathuradhish, having in same category. And we should not disturb. But when they are initiated, and they're trying to go up, then mildly, softly, showing the cause, we'll have to tell that if you want to be Aikantaki, Aikantaki means?
One pointed.
And you want to go to Braj, if your this final goal has been settled, that you want to go to Braj, then you'll have to take the process which are helpful to us. And those who are not helpful, but they are opposite, then we'll have to give. Like, for ordinary persons, devotees, worship of Rukmini Narayan, worship of Jagannath, Subhadra and
Baladev,
and Chakra Sudarshan. They are doing essential to do for them. But as in Gita it has been told, Aikantiki Bhakti, in Srimad Bhagavatam, Aikantiki Bhakti, it means when one pointed. What is that? That you should do pranam to Rukmini and Satyabhama and Krishna Dwarkadhis, but don't worship. Because Brajeshwar Nandanandan Krishna with Radhika does not come to Dwarka. Tattvatah they are same, but in Rasakat Bhav. By Rash means?
Hello.
There is some difference. If you are trying to worship Rukmini, Saptabhama and Krishna, then you should understand, there is marriage between Radha Krishna and Krishna and Rukmini Saptabhama. Like Sita Devi, like Lakshmi. So there is four difference between the Radha Krishna and Satyabhama Rukmini. They have some marjada, appellants. They are appellant.
All in reverence.
They'll have to follow some rules and regulations in husband and wife. Wife must be maid servant of husband by rules and regulations of our Vedic culture. But gopis are not like this. In same level. Moreover, the gopis are some higher level. Like Yashoda Maiya. Krishna can do pranam to Yashoda Maiya and take the feet dust of Nanda Baba and Yashoda. But Yashoda Maa never. He will do like this. Why you are doing so? Like Satyabhama also. There is marjada, a wall of marjada there. If you are going to advance and want to go to Vrindavan, Braja, and to serve like gopis, then you will have to follow the rule and regulation which are given by Rupa Goswami for Radhanga. And if you don't want to advance, then you should do all these things. What are you doing? No harm. One day, anyhow, a Vaishnava Sangha will, Sadhu Sangha will come, and then you will hear, and if you will have Shraddha, then you can again advance. It will take so much time. But the real bhakti, I will die if I am not going. So, this is called Sadhu Sangha. This is really how we can advance. And if it is not going, then we will not advance. No need of Sadhu Sangha, nothing. What we are doing, nothing to teach from others. We are doing and we should do. No correction, nothing. A Bhava is writing. A, but not so beautiful. Teachers comes and says, oh, you have done very good, very good. After 2 days they will, oh no, not so good. You should do like this. No? And if he will know, after that, oh, A and D, then he will make three, and he will, oh, you should tell and, not A, not and that. Then it will be and then after that, some word. And we will have to learn this. So gradually we should try to develop our Krishna consciousness. That is Sadhu Sangha. And if you are not developed and doing so, A, no one to
correct.
This will be the same. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has told in Rath Yatra to all the Vaishnav, how we will see that judge that he is Kanishta Vaishnav, he is Madhyam and he is Uttam? He told that those who are chanting Hari name and worshipping Thakur, not